Jeff Warshaw, our CEO of Connoisseur Media, is a big fan of food.
Yes.
Me too. And we go out and we're finding iconic Connecticut eateries, especially roadside summer food stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And we went to Raleigh's in Fairfield, Raleigh's Drive-In on Friday, and I have never been there. It was my very first time. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How you guys doing? You hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, it was great.
Yep.
It started by having two Raleigh's hot dogs with you.
It's a great kickoff.
Yes, it was. And you can't leave out the onion rings, man.
I am not an onion rings fan. I will have those onion rings every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
They were great. And that special, like, spicy mayo sauce that for dipping, that was great.
Oh, like a Southwest sauce?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
That makes a difference.
That's how you got to have them, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You arrive, it's an unassuming little red building. It looks like it could have been a house or some little store back in the day.
Right.
And we walked in at 11:29, and we were the first ones up to the counter. They open at 11:30.
Okay.
11:31, there was four people behind us.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Snooze, you lose. Yeah, gotta
yeah,
move.
I wonder what this place looks like at noon.
Yep. Right.
And Jeff is so proud of the show, and he, you know, he walks right up to the counter. He says, "This is Chaz of Chaz and AJ. We are here to eat hot dogs and talk about it on the radio." And then I see this guy perk up in the back. He goes, "Hey, I'm AJ. I own this place. I heard you guys talking about it. I called in.
We said good things.
Hey, it's Chaz and AJ. Hello again."
We have bad news for you, AJ.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to make hot dogs at Raleigh's.
And AJ, the owner, is just so proud of that place. He bought it right before COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Talk about bad timing.
And then he closed it for 6 months to clean it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a legendary spot, but, you know, sometimes legendary spots take on this character, and the character is... It's well-worn.
Yeah, so you want to remove the character, make a new character.
Well, you want to remove the grease.
Exactly, right.
That's on top of the character.
Right, you might as well be doing your productive while you're waiting, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He said he redid the bathrooms and he scraped all the grease off the original wood walls, which still have, like, engraving in them from people that visited. And it maintained its character without... all the grime.
Nice.
I didn't realize that that's a thing there, because after we posted some pictures of Jeff and I there, somebody commented, "Did you carve your name into the wall?"
Oh.
So it's a thing.
Right.
I wonder if it's one of those things, don't get caught doing it.
Right. Right.
We'll ask AJ, the owner, in a second.
Right.
But we get up to the counter, and we have a chit-chat with him, and I say, what should I order?
Good question.
The hot chihuahua.
That looked good.
Oh.
And the dog with the works.
And that looked good, too.
Yeah. I have a feeling there's no bad dog there.
Seriously. Let's be real. Let's be honest here.
But he said, you know, like, basically start with these two.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot chihuahua?
I said,
why don't we get, like, two of those and one of those, and a second goes by, and Chaz says, I could have two myself. I'm like, okay, fine. Later on, he said I could have 10 myself.
Yeah.
You were like, I could eat a platter full of it.
Let's be honest. Yes, definitely.
I do have an eating, I don't know if it's a problem or an issue, but when there's really good food in front of me, I could just keep eating until I'm in tremendous pain, like near popping.
Is that so terrible, really? So
like a goldfish.
Yeah.
Right.
You're human, then.
Right.
That's what that means.
So what's in the hot chihuahua? Do you know?
Should we bring AJ in for this?
Hot sauce.
I'm curious. It got me. Because I like spicy things.
All right, hold on. Let's bring on AJ from Raleigh's. Hey, AJ.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
There's a question out there on the floor now. What's on the hot chihuahua?
The hot chihuahua is our spicy deli mustard.
Okay.
On top of the Hummel hot dog. And that toasted buttered bun, and our homemade hot relish.
Nice.
And, okay. And topped off with our chopped onions.
Oh, wow.
AJ, that was made for you, man.
Seriously, that's got my name all over it, man.
That spicy mustard, are you making that yourself?
No, that's actually a Boar's Head product.
Nice.
Okay. So the relish is the secret ingredient made there at
that
Relish.
That's what we cook ourselves.
Do you guys sell that in jars?
Or? Yes, we do.
Nice.
Great. Great.
All right. I know where I'm going.
And then the other dog was the Works.
Right. You had the Works.
What's on the Works?
What kind of work
the
you
works.
Do? What kind of work you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the most works in most hot dog places is mustard, relish, and kraut. But at Raleigh's, for years, it's been mustard, relish, kraut, and our chopped bacon bits.
Ooh,
oh, damn.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. You had me at hello.
You had me at bacon.
And usually the bacon bits go on top, but we discovered recently that some people are requesting the bacon bits on the bottom.
Right.
So they don't lose one little piece.
Right, so they don't fall out.
In smart, the bun smart. Under the dog?
Yeah, they want it trapped in between. That's why it stays put. You want to lift the dog right. All sounds like you just watch everything go sailing through the air.
It's funny that it's not just the ingredients, it's the construction
it's
that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
But there was something about the bacon on top that was so visually pleasing. You knew what was coming.
Well, you could do it both ways. Put it on the bottom and the top.
Right. Can I get double bacon?
I like AJ. He's like, hey, it's not difficult. We can put it wherever you want.
Exactly, right.
You can't decide which to both.
I'm like, just pour it right in my mouth.
So Jeff's strategy was to do it like a tasting, like take a bite of this one. Take a bite of this one.
Okay.
I'm eating this one all the way through.
Right.
This one's left hand, this one's right hand.
That's how you taste it.
Have
the whole thing.
Have a drink of water.
Right.
And then I'm going to have the other one.
Cleanse the palate.
Yes,
good. That's a very good
palate.
Very good technique. Bravo. Yes. Yeah.
Can I have one for my right foot and left foot as well, please?
Exactly right.
I took a bite of each one at the same time.
I took both wooden legs.
The French fries we devoured, the onion rings we devoured.
You know, guys, the Raleigh's idea of a balanced meal. A dog in each hand.
Exactly.
That's balance.
You can be a Willinda. You can be a Willinda. I can't think of the word here. Willinda. Yes. I know. Click, click. Hang on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could take a bite of each, keep one in the left cheek, one in the right cheek, and then throw an onion ring into the middle.
See, I like that.
Like playing a ring toss.
I like that.
That sounds good.
Jeff, did you have a favorite?
It was interesting. I thought that the one with the bacon, like for some reason, tasted more like the true nature of the hot dog. I tasted more, and the hot one, I thought that like it was more of a symphony of flavors. I liked them both. I enjoyed them both, and I loved punctuating my bites with onion ring.
Nice.
Yeah, I couldn't pick one either. I'm like, they're both so good.
Yeah.
If I recommend one, you might not experience the other.
Gotta have both.
I recommend ordering both.
Why not?
Yeah.
Two of each.
Does anyone go there and order one hot dog, AJ?
Occasionally.
Really?
It's usually two or more.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You gotta have two.
Right.
But that hot chihuahua is our signature dog, but you guys still haven't tried the chili cheese dog. And a lot of people just get mustard and kraut. I think that's a classic.
Yeah.
How do you do the chili?
What's the record? What's the record of most amount of hot dogs that anyone has eaten and ordered, you know, at the same time?
This is a challenge.
It's a great question.
You know, I don't know. A lot of it's takeout, and I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that. But I've seen a guy here eat five hot dogs sitting down.
I could beat that. Oh, you can definitely beat that.
It's no problem.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, seems like I'd be first to the party to break a record.
Well,
I would set the record.
It sounds like we need a whole little competition over here.
I was going to say, go today before like Joey Chestnut gets wind of this.
High noon, big
air. I think you need, maybe you need to have 99.1 of them.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. It works.
I could do it.
Nice. I bet you will.
I could do it.
Yep.
What's the story of Raleigh's?
Go ahead. What's the story?
Yeah.
You said it was a small building. Raleigh's is actually an 1890 farmhouse.
Oh, that's cool.
So, little farmhouse. And it was in the early 40s, it was a place called Lorenzo's. And they were making hot dogs in the early 40s.
Nice.
And this guy, Bob Raleigh, a local Fairfield boy, started working for Lorenzo's. And he took it over in 1948. And there's been, I'm the fourth owner of Raleigh's, and everybody's kept the name. Bob Raleigh had it from 1948 to 1971. And then the infamous Richard Bellick, also known as Chico, had it from 71 to 2001.
Wow.
And then Nick Fratioli, who you talked to 2 years ago during COVID. You had you were celebrating National Hot Dog Month in July. Nick was up there with me, and we were discussing hot dogs. And Nick had it till 2020 when I took it over 2 weeks before COVID.
Well, good time to close down and clean the place up.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, good time to come back here with hot dogs. Was that loud? Sorry.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of compliments on our Facebook page. A lot of people think that, you know, you kept the legend intact.
Yes.
We wanted to keep the character of the place, but we just wanted to give the whole place a facelift and improve the service and make it a real friendly place for people to come.
It's
really a piece of Americana. It really is.
Yeah.
And I'd like to mention, guys, if I can, that I'm flying out to California tomorrow to be on the talk show, CBS show, and I'm in a hot dog face-off contest against a guy from Denver called Biker Jim.
Biker Jim, okay.
And we're going to be making hot dogs for the hosts, and it's a challenge. And it will be aired on July 8th at 2 p.m.
What's your secret weapon? What are you making?
Actually, guys, I'm bringing the hot chihuahua because that is our signature.
Nice.
Yeah. The hard thing about that is, you know, you're out of your kitchen, so now everything is different. You know, it's hard to recreate that dog there.
So we're going to bring our relish with us.
Nice.
Great.
Good move.
We're bringing our dogs, our buns, our condiments. Yeah, and we're making it right on the air there.
Well, we wish you luck, and thanks for coming on. Thanks for your hospitality, and you will see me again. Soon.
Well, that's great news, guys. I appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's AJ from Raleigh's. Jeff, what do we do next after that? Oh, my God.
So I was thinking, you know, that that you have your favorite hamburger places and I have my favorite hamburger place. And I was thinking maybe what we would do would be you pick your down-home burger. And we'll go there together, and then you'll try mine.
Nice. Ooh.
There's no losers.
No, there's not. No, this is awesome.
A win-win.
When you get the steak, porterhouses.
I love it. So what I might do is I might let the tribe pick mine. I'll pick like three of my favorites, and then let the tribe pick it.
Okay.
So that'll be. What,
that's fine. I won't be that democratic.
Yeah. Yeah. You already know where we're going.
He's locked in.
Period.
Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed your company, and those hot dogs were tremendous.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.